Ladies and gentlemen, it's the InfoWars, your election headquarters. Fastest 3 hours on the internet, 129 days till the election. You know the drill. Donald Trump just took the rally podium in Virginia. Let's go live.
Much better looking than him.
Joe Biden's problem is not his age. It's not his anything, really. It's got no problem other than it's his competence. He's grossly incompetent. You know, they keep saying old. I know people that are much older than him that are doing unbelievable things, making a fortune. I knew a man that at 79, he was never a success, and he made $1.5 billion from 79 to 92. And that's what it is. It's not his age. It's his competence. He's not respected anywhere in the world. Our country is being laughed at all over the world. Biden is using the weaponization of his Justice Department, the FBI, local district attorneys, and attorneys general to try and win an election against his political opponent. That happens to be me. Do you know who I am? Something that actually was unthinkable in our nation, but which is very common in third world countries or in banana republics. That's what he's doing. He's using law enforcement to try and hurt his political opponent. Every one of those things last night, you saw that, was all started by this guy, this crooked guy. And not only crooked, I mean, just so bad in so many ways. He's killing our country. He's incapable of winning based on his far-left policies of open borders, massive tax increases, the Green News scam. That's a windmill on every corner, most of which don't work. And things like putting men in women's sports, really not a great idea. As every American saw firsthand last night, this election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, peace and prosperity, or war or no war. They like a war. They love wars. You know, they love killing people. It's so wonderful. You know, I'm the only president in many, many decades that didn't start a war. I finished one. I beat ISIS in record time. As soon as I left, we had the situation where Russia went into Ukraine. They would have never done that. And where Israel's attacked. And then we had inflation. And then we had that horrible, horrible event that took place in Afghanistan. The worst, I think the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And it's a choice, though, between a president who puts America first or a train wreck who puts America last. They put America last. Actually, the Democrats put America last. You take a look at that. Look at a guy like Senator Schumer. I've always known him. I've known him a long time. I come from New York. I knew Schumer. He's become a Palestinian. He's a Palestinian now. Congratulations. He was very loyal to Israel and to Jewish people. He's Jewish. But he's become a Palestinian because they have a couple of more votes or something. Nobody's quite figured it out. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for failure, surrender, and disaster for our country. A vote for your all-time favorite president, President Donald J. Trump. Is a vote for stopping Joe Biden's inflation, stopping the border invasion, and very simply making America great again. It will make America great again. You see these beautiful women. I'm not allowed to use the term beautiful as a politician. In fact, it could be the end of my career. If Glenn ever ran against me, he'd say he called women beautiful, and that could be the end of my career. But they're beautiful. What am I going to do? I can't lie. But you see these beautiful women up here? They come from a place called North Carolina. We all love North Carolina. And this is their 127th rally. And it's hard to believe. I seldom see their husbands. Their husbands, but they're happily married. I said, are you all happily married? They love their husbands. You love your husbands?
All right, we are absolutely loaded today. By the way, it's the Veterans Call-In Show. We have a couple of great veteran guests. I've got clips from last night. I've got other video clips. We've got some comic relief. But we got Trump live right now. And Biden had a rally today, too, that was crazy. So much to cover on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Hello, Americans. I bring to you a message of hope in a time of distress for our country. You see, we have yet lived to see the fullest extent of our freedom or potential for prosperity. But you don't have to look too hard to see that the answer, the opportunity, is right in front of us. Because of bad policies from corrupt politicians out of Washington, D.C., we struggle where we should succeed. We can't have cheap energy because of regulations and policies based off green new scams and carbon neutral politics, which are based off of lies and fear mongering about climate change. We can't have new infrastructure because we spend hundreds of billions of dollars on foreign countries, foreign wars, and foreign citizens. We can't have healthy lifestyles or good health care because that doesn't profit Big Pharma. All of these policies coming from D.C. cost the American people a free and prosperous lifestyle. Look at the public transit systems in Russia or Japan or even China compared to ours. We could have better. Look at the burgeoning new metropolises in Qatar or the UAE. We could build better. But our money is looted and stolen because of loyalties to the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, and the climate-industrial complex. Or whoever is the highest bidder to our government. We have been robbed, sold out, and our government hijacked. But when we realize that with just a few simple policy changes, we can have more. A few changes in the flow of our money, we can have more. A few changes in who represents us, we can do better. And a few changes in ourselves, we can be more. With these changes, we will finally realize that freedom and prosperity that to this day, we have only dreamt of. We don't have to be corporate slaves in a global government. We can be Americans. I'm Owen Schroyer, and I believe in a better America for Americans.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
We got a huge transmission, debate clips, highlights, lowlights of replays from Biden's rally today, which was about as bad as it gets. So maybe he thought it was a chance for recovery from last night. Didn't go well. Trump has a huge crowd in Virginia. So let's go back live to the Trump rally in Virginia.
And the fake news media who have been lying to the American people as our country was being destroyed. The fake news media, look at all of them back there. Look at all of them. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of cameras. That's a lot of camera power. The Joe Biden on stage yesterday was the same Joe Biden who gave us open borders, crushing inflation, rampant crime, two new wars, a disastrous Afghanistan embarrassment, most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, and the international humiliation. Think of it, one after another, international humiliation, one after another. Nobody respects him. Foreign leaders don't respect him. You know, we put up $124 billion more given to Ukraine than Europe. Now, Europe is a lot closer. We have a thing called the notion in between us, right? So no matter how you cut it, it's got to be more important. Why is it that we're not equalized? Why is it that they put up $124 billion our people, these people in Washington that don't know what the hell they're doing? You know, I stopped it with NATO. We were spending almost 100% of the money for NATO. And I went in my first meeting, I realized, I said, you know, they're not paying their bills. They're delinquent. My second meeting, I said, you got to pay. And they said, well, what would happen if we don't? Then we won't defend you against Russia. And the next day, money came in by the billions. You never saw money come in so fast, Glenn.
All right.
The money was
talking to Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia.
Let's
pull this down real quick. Now, Donald Trump is a busy man. Before going to Virginia for his rally today, he got in a round of golf. Can you believe this? Are you jealous? He got in a round of golf, and he had a little thing to say about Joe Biden after teeing off here in clip 18.
Biden can do that? I don't think so.
So, Trump gets a round of golf in after the big debate victory and then flies right to Virginia to have a big rally. Let's go live.
We will not defend you. We're not stupid anymore. And $400 billion came pouring in. You never saw money pouring in so fast. The whole world should know that while Biden is the worst president in the history of America, our country is going to be strong again, and it's going to be very soon. I want the enemies to know that, because we have a five-month transition period, and I want the enemies to know, don't play around with us during this five-month period. Don't play around. It's only for them. It's also from, in all fairness, we have enemies on the outside, China, Russia, North Korea, enemies. But they're not really enemies if you have a smart president. If you have a smart president, they're not enemies. You'll make them do great. We had no problems. China paid us hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it was so because they respected our country. Thank you very much. He said they respected you. Thank you. Stand up, please. Who said that? Stand up. Because they respected us. You said it better than I could. Thank you. I plagiarized. Thank you. No, they respected us. There was no games. But we have the enemy on the outside, and you can do great things with them. And then we have a worse enemy. I call it the enemy from within. These are the sick people, the socialists. Remember I said, America will never be a socialist country. I was right. I was right. It skipped over socialism, went directly into fascism and communism. It never stopped at the station called socialism. It went worse. And that's a big problem that we have. But I think you're starting to see the end of that. And it's been starting for a while now with us. But I think last night was a big moment for people with common sense that want to see America be great again, want to put America first.
You know, on that note, let's talk about last night real quickly. Trump's going to be speaking for, I would guess, the remainder of this hour. So we'll go in and out here. CNN's polls even had Donald Trump as the winner. 65% said Trump won the debate. 35%, I'm curious what debate they watched. But that's a CNN poll. Even leftist polls and leftist news outlets are admitting that Joe Biden lost badly. And I got all these clips of CNN and MSNBC admitting it. Even Barack Obama had to make a post today saying, yeah, Joe Biden didn't have a good debate performance, but it's not a problem because he's still not Donald Trump. So, I mean, they're running all kinds of cover here. I mean, the ultimate question. Can Joe Biden even make it, or how are they going to remove Joe Biden? Tell you what, let's look at some of this. This was Trump. This was really a bad moment for Joe, and Trump called him out when he fumbled through a response, and Trump says, "What did you just say, Joe?" in clip F.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history of our country.
Oh, man.
The border, all he had to do was leave
it's bad,
all he had
folks.
To do was leave it. He decided
it's
to
bad.
Open up our border.
In fact, here's a highlight that's going around of all the different Biden gaffes from last night's debate in clip 6.
Both sides.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare, we're trying to provide housing for Black Americans, the impact of on the choice, the idea that they're going to, I've been proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I've not raised the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
Now, the immediate response to the disaster that was Joe Biden last night seems to be put Jill in front. I don't really think that plays well, but that's been the case is, okay, let's have Jill out in front now, and maybe she can save face. And it began immediately after the debate when Joe couldn't even get off the stage. He had another one of those moments where he didn't know what to do on the stage, and so Jill had to come grab him by the arm, just like Obama did a couple weeks ago, and drag him off the stage, and then he struggled to even go down 2 steps. He struggled to go down 2 steps, and while Joe Biden was holding his arm, it looked like a Secret Service agent had to come over there and give him extra support. 2 people had to get him down 2 steps. I bet CNN is regretting having the camera rolling for this moment in clip 8.
Presidents making their way off the CNN debate stage. It's like,
so here's Joe Biden lost on the stage, needing help. Trump's already long gone. Joe Biden was just awkwardly standing there. Here comes the Secret Service agent. Here's Jill grabbing him by the arm. He's struggling to move. He doesn't know what's going on. Stiff-legged and awkward. Here's the extra help from Secret Service, and he struggles to go down 2 steps. Struggles down 2 steps. So the response was, okay, let's have Jill lead now. And then it was just real awkward. This was the Biden campaign room after the debate. Jill Biden screaming into a microphone. It's just, it's a real strange thing. But it's clear Jill loves the power. Jill loves being first lady. It makes her feel good, makes her feel important. How much of this is Jill Biden running? How much of this is Jill Biden making sure that Joe stays in the race? Because she seems to really love being first lady a little bit too much. And so this was her basically now taking the front of the campaign afterwards, screaming into a microphone in the post-debate campaign room.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
She's She's really loving some of herself, isn't she? She's really getting off to all of this. It's like elder abuse at this point, really. It's kind of sad. So how much of this is Jill Biden now in charge of? How much of this is Jill Biden's doing to keep Joe in the race? Is she being put up to it? Or is she doing this for selfish reasons? As she's just peacocking around. And it happened again today. She took the lead. Joe Biden rallies in North Carolina. She is the one speaking at the rally. Jill Biden speaking at the rally with another hideous sweater on as Joe stands behind her looking dazed and confused and awkward. This thing is coming apart fast. Here it is, clip three.
Here in North Carolina and across America, who are working hard to find a secure place in the middle class. The moms who worry that their daughter... I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies, his optimism is undaunted.
This is really strange, folks.
His strength is unshakable. His hope is undeterred. I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies,
really bad.
His optimism is undaunted.
And Jill is now taking the lead for his campaign. So the biggest stories right now for Joe Biden's campaign, who are they going to replace him with? How can he be the nominee? And he himself, the candidate, is put on the back burners because he's such a disaster. They have Jill leading the campaign now. Jill Biden. This thing is a disaster. I don't know what they're going to do. Look, again, the big conversation is, are they going to replace Joe Biden? And with who are they going to replace him? They might still run with him. I don't know. Seems impossible, but I mean, this is just crazy. Here's Joe at his rally in North Carolina. This is his attempt to recover from last night. Clip one.
Donald Trump says he thinks overturning Roe v. Wade was a beautiful thing. My son was one of those people. Not a woman in the beat. Folks, look. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. America bows to no one. No one. No one ever. Because I intend to win this state in November. Are you going to see that? I stand here today. I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
And then what is this? And then what is that? What is that? Here, let's go back. This is. I believe it's either clip two or seven, guys. Which is the one? Yeah. Here, watch this again. Joe Biden, after that very strange rally speech, I don't even know what hopping around like the Easter Bunny. What is this? This is him exiting the stage after his rally, does the whole, 90-degree stiff arm, and then starts hopping off the stage. Go ahead, roll it. What is that? What is that? Is clip seven him stuttering again, guys? Yeah. Here's more of Joe Biden at his speech today. Just hold on. See, tell me, can anybody translate this for me, clip seven?
I'm serious. Failing, I don't know, a president wouldn't trade places with America in a heartbeat. He's dead wrong. America's not a losing nation. America's winning. As I stand here today, I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future in my whole career.
Oh, my God.
We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
The country that they demonize, call racist, homophobic, xenophobic, colonizers, slave owners. You can tell Biden is trying to overcompensate for the lack of energy last night. and he went overboard. He clearly went overboard. So it's just bad, folks. It's just real bad. And I'm not going to have time to get to all these clips, so I'm just kind of deciding what I'm going to play here and what I'm not. And I do want to go back to the Trump rally momentarily. But after the debate, most of the Democrat propaganda media, their story was how bad Biden was. Biden lost in all the polls, including on CNN, MSNBC, leftist polls. And the topic of conversation is, who are they going to replace him with? Folks, this is a real interesting predicament. And the Democrats have done this to themselves. In fact, this is really, if you look at the last three presidential election cycles, this is the bed the Democrats have made. We shouldn't be surprised by this. Are they going to replace him? Are they not going to replace him? All bets are off, because I don't see how they go forward with him. But at the same time, how do they replace him? And we've gone through the ins and outs and all the obstacles. But you've got the Democrat Party defending him today. Newsom, Obama, the rest. But then the Democrat propaganda media is saying he's shot. So I don't know. They've got 129 days till the election. They've got less than 100 days till their convention. They have to make the move soon, or he's not even going to be on. They're not even going to have a candidate on the ballot potentially in Nevada, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Swing states, big states. They're in an unmitigated disaster right now. They don't even have a good candidate. Here's what I'm talking about. This is a long time coming for the Democrat Party. In 2016, they rigged the primaries and the nomination process, stole it from Bernie Sanders so that they could give it to Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders was by far more popular, would have done better in a general, but these are corrupt Democrats, corrupt internally, rig everything. So they stole it from Bernie, gave it to Hillary. Okay. 2020, they had viable candidates. Bernie was still popular. Bernie was still getting big rally turnouts. I covered him. They also had other viable candidates on the stage. Tulsi Gabbard, very viable candidate. And what'd they do? They rigged it all for Joe Biden. Gave it to Joe Biden because Barack Obama wanted Joe to win. Barack Obama needed Joe to win to protect himself and to run the White House still from the shadows. So they had another fake primary process, nomination process, gave it to Joe Biden. And so now here we are in 2024. They had a viable candidate in RFK Jr., very viable, very good candidate. And what did they do? They ostracized him. They ignored him. They wanted nothing to do with him. And they gave you Joe Biden again. And now here they are with less than 100 days till their convention, 129 days till the election, and they have nothing.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing medium roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting dark roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a quick look at a compilation of the left-wing media that's been protecting Biden. Do a 180 last night after the debate.
Listen, if anybody in America thinks that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
There's a full-on panic about this performance.
Biden had a terrible night. He could not land a thought, not even in the closing statement, which is something that's the easiest part. Write down a few words, go through them, go through the thoughts.
That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement.
This is about as bad of a performance in order to that Biden could have delivered.
He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all.
Again, it was terrible.
That was painful.
There's no way to spin it.
I mean, can you say that you are not concerned at all having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any way, any other way to slice it.
President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak.
The only job that Joe Biden had last night was to reassure America that he was not too old to do the job. And he failed.
Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have four more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do four more years. He did not do that.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie!
This cannot be real life.
So, man, I'm telling you, folks, this is... I really don't know. It's a mystery what they're going to do. They've already kind of committed to Joe Biden. That's the reality. They've already committed to Joe Biden. I think if they do the switcheroo, which most people anticipate, it's all going to come crashing down on them. But see, the big concern is the down ballot, folks. It's not just the White House at stake. It's the Senate. It's the House. It's local races, state races. So, I mean, there is total panic. Is that the most honest night of the mainstream media in years, by the way? Do you think it was coordinated? Maybe they're kind of going rogue against the Democrats. Like, they don't want Joe, but the party continues to go with him. Meanwhile, Trump still speaking in Virginia, guys. Let's tune back into Trump Live right now at a rally in Virginia. After a round of golf, by the way. So, big debate victory, round of golf, rally in Virginia.
General Kane, right? Raisin Kane. You know that story. Raisin Kane, he was great, great general, real general, not the television. We have a lot of television generals. They're no good. Like Billy. How about Billy? We had some, like the dumbest of them all, General Kelly. He didn't know. He was lost in the White House. That poor guy didn't know what the hell was happening. He was like a lost, we used to call him a lost soul. Under the Trump administration, we will not rest until we have found every single radical Islamic terrorist who Joe Biden has let into America. We will arrest them or we will throw them the hell out of our country immediately, and we will not let them back in. We have no choice. And already Biden's open border nightmare has stolen countless innocent lives. Yesterday in Houston, you read about this, 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungari was laid to rest by her grieving mother, who I spoke to yesterday, incredible woman, just devastated. Literally, I was going up to the debate, and I got the return call from the mother, and I talked to her, and they're screaming at me, sir, you're going to the debate. You're going right now, sir. You know, and I'm on the phone, and I said, I can't, I might be late, but that's okay. But I said, I will. I did talk to her, and then I said, I'll speak to you, and I'm going to call her today or tomorrow. A devastated person. She was a devastated person, but her precious daughter became yet another victim of the Biden migrant crime. People that would have never come in here. In fact, a lot of these people that you're reading about, we threw them out. They were gone, and they came back under Biden. Last week, Jocelyn was savagely tied up, viciously assaulted, and brutally murdered by two Biden migrants who Crooked Joe released into the United States to prey on our women and girls. One of these monsters waited just 20 days before ending Jocelyn's beautiful American life. Crooked Joe proved last night he has no regret, no remorse, had no idea who she was, no empathy and no compassion for all the innocent victims whose lives have been just absolutely destroyed. And you look at so many of the other young people that you're hearing about. So many of them are young, 13, 12, raped and killed. 13 years old, 12 years old, raped and killed. And remember this, I say this a lot. This is just starting because they're just getting comfortable in the country. They never heard about politically correct law enforcement. We have the greatest police in the world, but they're not allowed to do their job. And we're going to let them do their job. And we're going to give them immunity so they can't be prosecuted for doing their job. Joe Biden inherited a great border because I fixed it. Remember, I fixed it in 2016. I got elected because of the border. But that border was nothing compared to what we have. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I fixed it. It was a big deal. And I would say it was probably one or two in terms of my points that I had a lot of things. But the border was a big deal. It was a bad border. I fixed it so much so that I couldn't even speak about it during the 2020 race because it didn't. Nobody cared about it anymore because it was fixed. So he inherited a perfect border and he proceeded to destroy it almost immediately. He destroyed it at a level that nobody can even believe, but many times worse than it was in 2016. I'd love, you know, I have a chart. I don't know if these guys don't know about this, but I have a chart that if they could find it, put it up, because there's one little stat on this chart. Oh, wow. These guys have become good. You know, it used to take a day to get that chart. They'd say, sir, we'll have it up tomorrow. I said, tomorrow's not going to help me, Glenn. So you see the arrow, Glenn, on the bottom. See the arrow, the big red arrow on the bottom. That's the lowest level of illegal immigration ever in recorded history right there. That's the week that I left office. And look what happened after that. Look at the numbers on the right. Look at what happened after that. So that was the lowest level, and then it started marching upward. But what you don't see are the drugs. We're at the lowest level in 32 years. The human trafficking, mostly in women. They traffic in women. And that's now back at a level that we've never even seen or imagined before. But I love that chart. You know, that chart is just a small chart in with other numbers, like poll numbers and things that are so impressive, even fundraising. You know, we did more. We raised more money after this crooked trial than we've ever raised, I think, than any candidate. I think we raised over $400 million. Can you believe it? I would say if we did 10 million, it would be a lot during this period. 10 million is a lot of money. They raised over $400 million during this very short period of time, a little period of time. If we would have done like 8 or 9 or 10, it would have been great. But they did numbers that no, because everyone knows they're a bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people using justice to try and win an election. But I'm proud of that chart. It was in with other things that are very important. But there's something about the importance of this that I really thought we could show it. And sometimes we'll take it out, show it to some of these big crowds. When I return to the White House, we will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of American suburbs, cities, and towns. And for the suburban women, who I actually think vote for me, I think that's, you know, they say. They say the suburban women. What, do you like? You saw Biden. You like Biden? Yeah. The suburban way. You know why they like me?
All right, Donald Trump live in Virginia. We've got more highlights from last night. We got great guests coming up as well, veteran guests. It is the Veterans Call-In Show. We might squeeze in some calls as well. We got CNN ripping Joe Biden a new one. Still a lot to get to here on the InfoWars War Room.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
$3
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
State of Delaware. Here to talk to you about something that's very important to me and to my office, senior abuse. For every one of these types of crimes that's reported to our office, 5 go unreported. But 2 million senior Americans are affected every year. And 80% of these crimes are committed by family members against their so-called loved ones. We need your help. Seniors need your help. So if you suspect that anyone is affected by any of these crimes, please contact our elder abuse hotline.
Biden's against elder abuse. That's ironic.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars, and I want to tell you about a serious problem affecting America right now. Joe Mencia.
I'm here to ask you for your help.
These are some of the signs that you or someone you know may be suffering from Joe Mencia. Forgetting where you are.
Of North South Carolina.
Forgetting your boss's name.
Are you going to stick with the president, last guy, on this issue?
Making up mythical characters.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Getting aggressive towards journalists.
Why attack Sanders?
Why?
Forgetting lines to your speech.
All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
forgetting what you were supposed to say.
In addition to that, let me go to the second thing.
Name calling and hostility.
Look, Pat, look, here's the deal.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Biting your spouse's hand in public. Unabashed flirtation with young children.
11 years old. Talk to me before we leave, okay?
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
If you or someone you love is suffering from Jomentia, please share with them the truth at band.video and the health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And together, we can defeat Jomentia.
You know, what a timely video. We actually shot that in April of, I think it was 2021. It was at least 4 years ago we shot that. But I figured it was timely to bring that back up today. We still got a lot of clips here. And now the Pentagon spokeswoman has called out Joe Biden for lying. We got MSNBC and CNN basically admitting Joe Biden was an absolute disaster last night. So we got all that. I imagine April 2020, we had that. Always ahead of the rest here at InfoWars. That's next year's news today for you. It's in the special reports section on band.video, InfoWars PSA. Are you suffering from Jomentia? But let's go back. I'm sure Trump probably has about 10 or so minutes left. Let's go back to that. We'll play some of the MSNBC, CNN, and Pentagon reaming Joe Biden from the debate last night. And then we got guests coming up as well. But let's hear Trump, as I'm sure he's getting close to concluding in Virginia.
We're going to meet again. We're going to meet in Venezuela because it's the safest place on earth. You know, in Caracas, a year ago, 2 years ago, you had no chance of walking across the street if you were a woman without being accosted, beat up, shot, knifed to death. Now it's a very safe city because they've moved everybody into the United States of America. How stupid are we? How stupid are we? And their crime rates way down. And all over the world, prison populations are down. And the fake news, look at them all over back there. The fake news doesn't want to talk about it. They say Donald Trump has a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. No, it's not conspiracy. And by the way, if I were one of the presidents or dictators, as I call them, most of them are dictators, but they go under the term president. But I know them all like very Biden. Well. I would have been doing better than them. I would have had 100% over in this country by now. They're emptying their prisons. You know what that is? They're emptying their mental institutions into our country. Do you know the money they save? The money is massive. And we have all the problems. Nothing good is going to come out. And we have ISIS terrorists. We have terrorists pouring into our country. Just bad, bad things are going to happen. And it's all because of this incompetent president, the worst president in history. If he gets back in, Joe Biden has also vowed to pulverize Virginia families with the largest tax hikes in history. Congratulations. He pledged that the Trump tax cuts are, quote, going to expire. And if I'm elected, it's going to stay expired. That means he's going to raise your taxes by four times. It would be the largest. You know that, Lynn. He wants to give you the largest tax increase in the history of our country. It's going to decimate Virginia, and it's going to decimate every state, and it's not his fault. You'll have to take the heat. Maybe that's what they're doing. You'll have to take the heat. But they want to decimate because those tax cuts went more to the middle class and the lower class than to anybody else and the creation of jobs. But instead of a Biden tax increase, I will deliver a Trump and call it a Trump middle class tax cut. And all of my life, I said it last night, I've watched as politicians cut taxes. This guy wants to raise your taxes by four times, and people say, oh, let's vote for him. I don't know. They don't use the term liberal anymore. They use the term progressive, you know, because it's a nice-sounding word. I'm a progressive. But it's not a good word. It's a really bad word. And we will have a brand-new Trump economic boon. We're going to cut taxes. So we cut taxes substantially, massively, the biggest tax. And with a lower rate, we did much more business, much more revenue than we had before the cuts. In other words, we just did better. And Apple and Microsoft, all these companies were bringing their money back from offshore countries, from other countries that were bringing it back into the United States, because they essentially weren't allowed to from a practical standpoint because the tax was so high and the bureaucracy of doing it was almost impossible, they say. So we're going to do more tax cutting, and we're going to have this country at a level that you've never seen it before. And we're going to, you know, underfoot, under the ground, we have more liquid gold, oil and gas than any country on earth. And, you know, we had a thing called ANWR in Alaska. Ronald Reagan wanted to get it approved. He couldn't do it. Everybody wanted to get it approved. I got it approved. The first week of Biden, they disapproved it. The greatest tax, the greatest reserves, they say, outside of perhaps Saudi Arabia, could be greater than Saudi Arabia, would have been so great for Alaska, but would have been great for this country. Massive, massive oil reserves, and they turned it down. These people are horrible. I've announced that as part of those tax cuts, I will eliminate all taxes on tips. A very simple statement. No taxes on
tips. Just cut tips out of that. I'd be good with that. I'm going to eliminate all taxes.
I got that idea the other night. I'm in Las Vegas at my place, which is a very nice place, having dinner with some people, big people, successful people, talking about the future of the country, and they're very worried about it. And the waitress came over. I said, how are you doing? Been there for a long time. And she said, they're killing me on tips. I said, really? They go after you. He said, you have no idea. They just issued new regulations that make it impossible for us to live. And I was actually surprised to hear it. No taxes on tips.
Abolish the IRS. And just get rid of tips. Just no taxes.
When I announced that last week, you know, my phone's lit up. I never saw anything like that. That was a very popular thing to announce, but it's a good thing. You earn the money, you keep the money. Every time you leave a tip for the next 5 months, make sure to write on the receipt, vote for Trump for no taxes on tips. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. A great thing just happened a few hours ago. You probably heard about it, but maybe you didn't, because some of you have been standing online for 3 days. Do you know that? These people, right? They've been online for 3 days to get into your place, Glenn. This is crazy. You must have heard that Glenn is going to be here with his superstar son. We do, right? Don't we? I think he's great. Doing great. But just this happened a few hours ago. The Supreme Court ruled that Biden's Department of Justice has wrongly prosecuted hundreds of Americans for peacefully protesting on January 6th.
There was another big Supreme Court decision today as well.
What?
Dealing with government overreach, bureaucracies. We're going to have Bob Barnes on Monday to discuss all the Supreme Court decisions.
Those people have been treated so badly, especially when you compare them with people that ripped apart and killed people in Portland and in Seattle and in other places. They have been treated so badly. So we're asking, based on the decision, they should immediately be released, immediately, the J6 hostages. But all of these people...
All right, Trump gaining steam as we get nearer to the presidential election. Meanwhile, the Democrats don't even know who their nominee's going to be. All right, we got some clips of CNN, MSNBC ripping Biden a new one when we come back.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially. And that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.